Wednesday's daily COVID case count was released a few hours after Dr. Frank Velasquez told reporters that the Thanksgiving coronavirus surge isn't as bad as feared.
A lot of people, I can say most, but a lot of people have really taken the precautions that were recommended for the Thanksgiving holiday. And that is just anecdotal.
He says there are signs that still trouble him. The daily counts remain consistently higher than they were earlier in the pandemic, as are the hospitalization numbers. The number of people receiving care was down slightly on Wednesday to 128, 113 of them from Spokane County. Velasquez notes those figures have been bouncing up and down from day to day. Two more deaths were reported, bringing the pandemic total to 314. Velasquez says he's optimistic, though, about 2021, not just because 2020 has been so dreadful, but because the fight against the pandemic has three things going for it.
Number one, the public health guidance, which we will continue for however long we need to continue. Number two, we have not only vaccines in the horizon, but actually vaccines here and coming more. And number three, we are looking at expanded testing platforms and testing modalities, which will give us a lot more testing, and that will allow many more to make real-time decisions.
Velasquez hopes that the governor's decision to extend the latest round of restrictions past the new year will help to blunt any holiday season COVID surges. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.